WMCH. Here we are, 818 on your Monday. Coming up this weekend, big doings and big way you can help out the Edgewood Fire Department. Brad Himes on the phone with me. Brad, how are things up Edgewood Way this morning? Good, good, good. And you got another big weekend planned for everybody. Tell me about the big to-do this weekend.
Our steak fry, 4:30 to 7:30. We do have carryouts. Otherwise, it is dine-in as well. We have music by the Andrick family, and then followed up by Third Offense. We will also have a raffle and a auction to follow the meal.
Gotcha. And this is an annual big fundraiser for you guys up there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, this is actually our third year, so we've kind of done some changes over the years. Stayed with the trend, I guess, and had some really good luck with it, and we're excited to see everybody again.
Now, all day today, we're going to be giving tickets away, but if somebody, Brad, isn't lucky enough to get in on our giveaway, but they still want to be there, what's the best way to go about getting tickets?
So tickets are available at the door. They can buy raffle tickets at that time as well as a meal ticket. You can also contact any Edgewood Fire Department member. You can follow along on our Facebook page to see the list of items we have currently and stay up to date that way as well.
Now, tell me about this raffle, Brad. I don't want you to have to list everything, but are there a few things that jump out at you when you get in on these raffle items and people could win?
Yeah, so we have a lot of gift certificates to local area businesses. They were generous enough to donate to our event. We also have some firearms. We have beef bundles, some homemade quilts and items like that from local people. Passes for events around town, whether it's golfing or other businesses. So the best way to follow along on that, we'll have them updated on Facebook daily.
Absolutely, and you got good music coming up this weekend as well, too. Now, this is all going on at the fire department, correct?
No, this is actually at the event center.
Okay.
Edgewood Event Center, yep.
Gotcha, the Edgewood Event Center.
Be tough to house everybody at the station.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, Brad, let's talk about the fundraising element of this. Every year, obviously, there's equipment that needs to be replaced and there's training. What do you guys use it for?
Yeah, so last year we had a pretty successful year. We were able to acquire a truck chassis, and so that'll be showing up hopefully shortly. And then now it comes down to fitting it with the proper equipment and tools we need.
Absolutely.
So we do have pictures of the items we have purchased in past fundraising, so everybody can kind of see what they've helped us acquire and work towards.
And one of the cool things about small-town Iowa is so many men and women step up and, you know, put in the volunteer time. Whenever the pager goes off, whether it's 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. or 2 a.m., somebody's always there to answer the call. And you guys have quite the crew up there, too, don't you?
Yeah, yep, we're sitting with a really good crew. They've been updating and training hard. Put on some new guys in the past few years. They've actually attended some training over the weekend. So it's a big dedication to each other on the department as well as community, and also learning and working with other departments in the area, too.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you go, sir, and get you back to your busy day, remind everybody what they need to know about Saturday, please.
Come hungry and have a good time. Starting at 4:30, and serve until 7:30, and the raffle and the auction will follow after that.
There you go. And you'll be there signing autographs to everybody that wants one, too, right?
I suppose I can do that.
Hey, Brad, thank you for the time, and looking forward to sending a ton of people your way this weekend, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Brad Himes there with the Edgewood Fire Department, and all day today, we have your chance to win tickets. Just listen during this program for George Strait to sing my favorite song about firemen, and when you hear him, be caller number 7. And remember, if you have won fish fry tickets, if you have won benefit tickets so far in the last 30 days, sit this one out, if you would. We want to make sure everybody gets a chance at it and make sure we can spread the love a little bit. We want to get a little butter on everybody's toast when it comes to this sort of stuff. So listen for George Strait, your chance to call in and be caller number 7 sometime between now and 9 o'clock this morning. And throughout the day, Eric and Janelle will be giving you chances to win tickets to the Edgewood Fire Department Steak Fry Raffle and Auction coming up Saturday night at the Event Center. Part of our guest of the day here on Mix 94.7.